This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. At just under $50, and with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's AEROPRESS.com/allfantasy, and use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Fucking show for you tonight. We did one a second ago. We drank during that show. We went downstairs. We had a couple more drinks. And now, I'm just gonna call my ex-girlfriends for the next hour and a half.
Hey, what time is it there?
We love it here. We love the people here. Listen, it would be enough for me to do the show alone. I think we can all agree on that. Dayenu, you know, it would be enough. But I brought some friends along tonight. You know him as Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. You know him as Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on the gram. Give it up for Sean Jordan. I'm standing,
dude. We standing up? I was going to say, what are we doing? Standing up?
I'm going to stand this show.
All right. Here I am, standing.
I'm sitting, bro. I'm sitting, dog. I'm sitting.
Yeah, you're sitting. Well, I'm still standing better than I ever been.
Squabba-dee-ba-doo-dee-doo. Schwabba-dabba-bear-da-da. I'm still standing.
Now I'm sitting,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All day. All day, this guy, you know? Holy buckets, this is so tight. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Everyone I told that we were doing turf, they're like, that's the spot, that's what you gotta do, and here it is, it's what we gotta do. I'm pretty stoked about it. Anyway, I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm great, I'm fantastic. I am.
Aren't those people a bummer? How you doing? Well, I'll tell you, I got a speeding ticket the other day. Poor me. Woe is me.
I'm lactose intolerant still.
I got that moderate to severe plaque psoriasis that's just killing me.
My case got turned down by Celino and Barnes.
Their theme song is 1-800-8-MILLION.
Yo, that's just Barnes though, right?
Yeah.
Or just Celino?
Celino doesn't have a phone. Celino has a pager.
They fucking broke up because they both entered a Street Fighter II tournament.
And you know who broke them up? It was one of the Orphalians. And I don't know which one. It was Orphalian or Orphalian.
That is a local Glendale commercial.
We've talked about it, right?
Orphalian and Orphalian is Glendale, Celino, and Barnes, except the only difference is, brother, they're both Orphalian.
I don't know that I knew Celino and Barnes was a nationwide situation.
Oh, God, coast
is it really?
To coast, dog.
I didn't know that.
Tip to tail. Oh, rooted to the tutor, bro.
Tail the trotter?
From the Celino to the Barnes, dog.
From Celino
From
to Barnes.
From Celino to the Barnes!
To the Barnes!
Till I sue you in court. Damn, Barnes is hella short. Oh. Ah, lawsuit, motherfucker! Ah, lawsuit, goddamn!
Goddamn. Shorty Crunk. I don't improvise, I just say the actual lyrics. So fresh, so clean. You guys probably thought one of the Ying Yang Twins was up here, huh? I go by Celino or Barnes, whatever you choose.
So now that's what it is, it's Celino or Barnes, dog.
What a tough choice, you know?
I don't know if any of you are on social media, but in case you are, you know him as the G is Silent on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Give it up for David Barre!
Huh?
Ian had sex with a woman yesterday. Also, can I have a double tequila soda? We're doing it! We're doing it!
Should tell them all the girls I had sex with, David.
I will say, I said it once, I'll say it again. I think it's cool. I think that you are a young man, and you're virile, and you are out there sticking it, and I'm proud of my friend. I don't think there's anything to be feel bad about that. You're a handsome, wealthy young man, and you're doing what those type of dudes do. You're having sex in New York City.
Yeah. I don't.
And he's down to have sex again. You would think he's tired, not this guy.
I also had sex in New York City,
no,
but I was
didn't.
In Sioux Falls.
I also had sex with New York City, but it was with myself. It was not...
It's I saw you fuck New York City right next to my bed last night, dude. You had like 3 slices of pizza. It looked fucking dank, bro.
Don't tell these people that's how I fuck. You had 3 slices of pizza and some seltzer water, and then you crumpled on the floor. That's not what it's like. I kiss on the neck.
I like to kiss. I really do like to
You're
kiss.
You're a sneaky little devil who loves kissing.
I heard you love it. I heard you love it.
If I could kiss for the rest of my life, I'd never need pizza again. I love
Man,
kissing.
If I had a dollar for every time I've tried to promise myself that.
That is the promise I make myself a lot. You'll kiss for the rest of your life if you never have pizza again. And I'm like, and no the, deal, mirror!
And then the bad boy in me is like, you could do both.
You could kiss pizza.
No, I meant women and then eat pizza. Or, man, I kissed you on this tour. I kissed both. This tour's been wacky, y'all.
I went in for the open mouth on David.
Now's not the time. Get out of here. Now's not the time. I don't do this in front of my friends. I hate it when you put me on blast. I'm not your plaything. I'm not your sex plaything to just kiss in public.
Well, now...
He never does that shit in private, I'll tell you that. Tell you that right now.
Straight kiss. To the
it's
deed.
It's performative. It's performative. He doesn't kiss. Love me.
Kiss you guys. Kiss. Do a kiss. Do a kiss.
Do a kiss.
He tasted like cigarettes.
Come on, love. Give us a kiss. Do a kiss, love.
Let me get a fanny at your butcher's.
All right, love. Do a kiss, love. All right.
Does everybody in here... Let's get a round of applause for these.
Yes, so, we kissed, madam.
So the word fanny, right? The word fanny. Just clap for what you think it means. Do you think it means butt?
Yeah, in America.
Now, if I were to say fanny, do you think it means vagina?
It's still fairly known.
I thought it meant butt. Turns out it means vagina.
In the United Kingdom, it means vagina.
Fanny means vagina. That's such a gnarly thing to me.
And biscuit means cookie.
And also
which
vagina.
Which means biscuit means vagina.
Like when they're like, the queen loves biscuits, isn't it? And you're like, yeah, she does. I didn't mean to say that queen was a lesbian. I've been drinking. Could I have a double tequila soda? Oh, it's right there. Thank you. Arthur.
Shout out to Turf Club, by the way.
Yeah.
Let him hear. We're all going to take photos and we're going to chill afterwards. So if you have any extra
bucks or
anything.
Yeah, we're for sure going to take pictures.
Throw it to them.
You guys, Laura called me. She texted me. You can totally squeeze Sean's butt in all the photos.
I didn't know you guys were talking again after what happened, but yeah.
Oh, after me and you kissed? We got over it.
David and Laura entered.
I was like, listen, we're going to kiss sometimes. That's my man. Not sexually, it's just like my man, like we hold each other down. He gives me rides places and stuff. This bit isn't working. They're not all going to be A's. They're not all going to be A's. Sometimes they're C's. Sometimes they're D's. Come on, up top. I like a thicker lady. Oh, that's crazy that I like ladies who look like they're on Outkast CDs. I'm supposed to feel bad about that. And yeah, have we maybe had too many to drink to do a second show? I did, but...
I don't know if we did.
The word we is pretty wild to throw out there.
I feel like I'm holding it down.
I've been downstairs doing push-ups over a Bible so I could read it at the same time.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't know about you.
You were calling upon your training, practicing Krav Maga down there.
Krav Maga.
I went to summer school with a dude named Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
I didn't go to school.
It's ancient.
It shows. Why would you? I'm as dumb as him. If not worse. Okay, guys, don't look. I'm not the drunk one up here. Like, okay. It's going to be a wild ride. We're going to have fun, though. And afterwards, we're going to. I bet you Ian kisses somebody again tonight. I'll tell you that right now.
Tepid response.
It's early. It's early.
It ain't early. It's like 11 o'clock on a Thursday.
What does that mean to me, Sean? I have no rules.
Boys! Shout out to super producer Marissa back in Los Angeles. Make some noise for it. Now.
It could be just us.
It could. It'd still be a pretty good show.
We're pretty talented.
It'd be drunk. Most shows, we bring a friend along. Tonight, no such luck. Tonight, we brought a fucking enemy. Please welcome Enemy the Podcast. You know him as @FakeMikeMalloy on Twitter, @FakeMikeMalloy on Instagram. Give it up for Mike Malloy.
Why are you doing that? They like you. Why did you... Did you hear the pop when he said your name? You're coming up your middle fingering.
I know. I'm still playing, playing the
Mike,
character.
How's the community theater production of Castaway going?
It's going great.
I don't like them getting on you about your beard because I feel like they're a second way... about getting me on my beard.
No.
Oh, is that without? Oh, okay.
No. You have like a sexy trim beard.
Thank you.
Mike has a peering through the blinds sort of look.
Yeah.
Mike, I mean, you bagged a lawyer. You're going to be
Mike looks
all right.
Like he's either going to give you a great deal or really rip you off on a muffler thing.
Mike looks like he's trying to haggle the price of jeans at Sears.
Mike looks like the American Taliban right now.
Mike hangs outside of a skate park and says rollerblading's way tighter.
Mike looks like he drinks root beer when it's cold.
He also looks like he drinks root beer when it's warm.
You look like you drink milk when it's hot, and that's a dangerous dude.
Sean's perked up since the IV he got from crying his eyes out after meeting Atmosphere.
You have been crying you have been crying like a motherfucker. It's cool, though.
Yeah, you guys got a shittier guest.
Can I take this off because we're on stage and everybody knows I'm here? I can't be managed. I don't want to be
Sean,
managed.
You got to start doing that like cam girl shit where they're selling their bathwater. Just sell your tears to
dude,
the
band. I didn't want it a cam boy, but I think I'm too sweaty for it. Nobody wants a sweaty cam boy. And Mike, if you're a cam boy, nobody cares about your personality, which is like not how it used to be, you know?
I don't know. You could have like a YouTube show, and that's kind of like being a personality cam boy.
No, I want him to see my wiener, though.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard the term cam boy before right now. I've never heard it ever in my life.
Take what you know about cam girls and apply it to boys, and that's pretty much the situation.
I assume you're talking about the dark side of the internet, which I don't really go to all that much.
Cam boy is like the Cub Scouts in Harlem.
No, you have to continue.
Oh, boy.
What?
Cameron, it's the Cameron Cub Scouts.
Cameron.
Everybody wears purple. Listen. If anybody got the joke, God bless you. If you didn't, I give a fuck. I was recently nominated for 2 Emmys, motherfucker. Hey.
And me and Sean have 2 warrants. Mike?
Oh, just given his history, I wouldn't build a new trophy case.
What?
Woof. Damn. In front of his friends? Yeah. In front of
I just got nervous.
You always get nervous, though.
Also,
You're Papa's nervous little guy.
I do.
You're a little chihuahua.
Yeah, your daddy's a little nervous.
I am.
Boy.
I need a thunder vest. I am always nervous.
I am the new proud owner of noemmysforian.com. Yeah. I'm very excited about that.
Go ahead and visit noemmysforian.com.
We should put my butthole on there.
It just redirects to Faded.
Oh, okay. It'd be funny if you went to noemmysforian.com and it was just my butthole. I've been trying to get that thing on the internet for years.
You really want to get this camboy thing going.
Man, I think that I could be good at it in a way that, like... You know how geishas provided incredible company? I think I could be a camboy geisha. Like, I'm not gonna like, okay, yeah, you can watch me jerk off, but also...
Lucky me. Hell yeah.
Yeah, lucky you.
What level of the Patreon is this?
$100 a month.
You guys moving the Patreon to OnlyFans.com?
Is that a camboy site?
I think it's a cam girl site.
Everyone site.
Well, you know what?
I guess. Well, yeah, I mean, for everybody, sure.
Women, now you're making non-binary, everybody.
Now you're making me the face for cam boys, and I don't want to be that.
Again, Harlem's answer to the Cub Scouts. Funnier this time. We all agree it is. Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
How are you, fellas?
Mikey's on tour with Daniel Sloss right now.
Yeah, go see other dates.
You. It's that kind of
podcast. I just spilled a hot stream of vodka right down my crotch.
It's that kind of podcast. It's the kind where he spills... You say vodka? That's tequila.
Oh, okay. Dr. Ian.
Sorry, Thursdays on CBS.
Dr. Ian.
You're like house, but not as... You're like condo.
You've got a clear case of the Mondays. You've got turn your frown upside down a phobia.
It's not even that. You're like, I think you got a quarter in your butt.
We are gathered here today in the beautiful Turf Club in gorgeous St. Paul, Minnesota. Just a whisper from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Just a whisper. About a 2.5 to 4 hour drive from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, depending on how fast you're driving.
Depending on how hard you mosey.
The
we
white
mosey.
Ghetto of Sioux
Which
Falls,
is crazy
South Dakota.
Because you're from North Dakota.
He is. He's from Bismarck, North Dakota.
It's going to be hard to do the rest of the podcast with no teeth, my friend. You keep talking.
Come take my teeth.
I'm going to take them.
Sean's going to kiss them right out of your mouth.
I got a nice knuckle sandwich
After
waiting for your dinner.
After the last week, they might just come right out.
I've been wiling.
My dad used to do that. My dad had a fake tooth that he could pop out with his tongue like a psycho. And he would do it to people like at the grocery store. He'd be like, bud, check this out. And he'd go like that, but he'd pop his tooth out. I'm like, dad, nobody thinks that's tight. That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's not a thing that happens in a white ghetto at all.
In the ghetto.
Crazy. In the ghetto. Crazy Safeway man popping his tooth out. That doesn't sound like a hood story at all to me. Doesn't sound like a disadvantaged white youth.
Like a hood story.
Oh, we're gathered here today not only to talk about the white ghetto from which Sean Jordan emerged, pero también to draft fictional athletes. Woo!
That means fake ones, y'all.
We got some wiggle room.
Now, the way we determine the order of the draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors.
I'm shooting up.
Play between the three of you, and
I'm
we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Ooh.
Like anyone needed that fucking juice.
I'm trying to be gracious in my winnings these days.
Do you say gracious?
Gracious?
I said gracious. Don't be
no,
like that.
No, you said gracious.
Don't do that to me.
Like you're discriminating,
don't do that to
you're
me.
Discriminating against
gracious. I said gracious.
You said gracious. Like
I said
it was,
I'm
you're
trying
being,
to be
you're
gracious
great at being
because
racist.
I hate bitches named Grace. I was kidding. My sister's name is Grace. She rules. Shout out Grace. She's really cool, man.
You said gracious.
Works at an old lady's home. Anyways, I won.
David.
Much like I often do.
David, having won the game of rock, paper, scissors,
sure,
it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do.
What kind of draft is it?
Excellent question. It is a serpentine draft.
And what, pray tell, does that mean?
That's the second excellent question from you, my friend.
Let's say that you are in Ian and I's hotel room. And you walk into the room and you're like, is this room as big as we think it is?
So they are big fucking rooms, right?
Dog,
now.
So you go to the end of the room and there's like a living room situation. You're like, holy buckets, is this the whole room? And then you look over and across the hall, across the giant bathroom, there's another bedroom. So you go over to that bedroom and you stand there and you're like, holy shit, this is crazy. I kind of want to check some more stuff out on the other side of this hotel room. Wait, is that a chair in the bedroom? So you go check it out and you're like, that definitely is a chair. But I think I saw a couple chairs in the living room, this hotel room. So then you go back to the other side of the hotel room. You're like, those are definitely two chairs in the living room of this hotel room. Are those free bottled waters? They well, definitely wait, are. What? Now, I think I saw extra blankets in the bedroom side. But before I do that, I need to check. They certainly are free bottled water. So you look at, you kind of grab them. You don't want them yet. Then you go back over there and you're like, those are extra blankets. Holy buckets. Did I see a coffee maker in the living room portion of this hotel room? Before you go check it out, you look at the extra pillows that are in the bedroom portion, and you kind of test the firmness, the firmacity of those.
Firm.
The formation, the firm.
Oh, wait.
The Colin firm.
You guys get mad at me as saying, you said firmacity, and that just gets to get past. You guys are just okay with him saying firmacity? That's a dumb person's word.
No.
He said firmacity.
You made a mistake. He made poetry.
And then you're like,
wiener,
yeah, they're pretty...
Wiener, winner, dog, where I'm from.
Then you go, yes, those are pretty firm. So you go check out the coffee maker, and you're like, holy buckets,
yeah,
that is a coffee maker.
Yeah, check out the capacity.
Is that a television with cable on it? And then, you know, so you just kind of go back and forth from room to room, kind of check out how dank your spot is, bro.
Basically what it means is you pick first in the first round. Oh, shit. If you pick fourth in the first round... You pick first and the second
oh,
round.
Oh, sounds like somebody else is feeling the firmacity. So it feels like to your boy, call me crazy.
You are being so defensive right now.
Yo, because you let him say firmacity.
It's a fun word.
In Sean's defense, he can't read.
I'm about to tear all these...
I choose not to.
It's a personal choice, Mike. That's true. That's true. It is.
Listen,
he doesn't.
I'll tell you this. That's that shit I don't like. Books, television appearances, management. That's about it.
Vegetables on your sandwiches.
Vegetables on my sandwiches.
That's that shit I don't like.
Insurance of any kind.
Shellfish, vegetables. That's that shit.
Yo,
Sean,
I do
don't
feel
like.
Bad because we've been cramming shellfish this trip, and you have not gotten in there. Bro,
we
I
got,
eat,
oh,
I'll tell you who doesn't feel bad about that. Moi, your yeah. boy. I give
what
a fuck.
What is that, French for me? Look at you.
Savoir faire.
At least he's got one language mastered.
Don't just say the other one, you know. 5 minutes from now, he's going to be like, je ne sais quoi.
Comment allez-vous?
What does that mean?
Sean? How are you, I think? Or hello? What does comment allez-vous mean?
How are you?
There, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, Champs-Élysées. Oh, Champs-Élysées. David?
Yeah. Yep.
What's the order of today's draft?
I'm going Mikey, David, Johnny, and...
Hot corner.
Hot corner! You guys fucked up. All I wanted was the hot corner, dog. Give me two in a row. Give me fucking two in a row. Corner. Ian Carmel.
Yeah, Michael? That was my Sean voice. I got one.
Michael Malloy.
Wait, do your voice though one time.
Oh no.
One. All right, I will. For anybody listening, one, two. You're still gonna be able to hear it. One, two, three. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm wet where I'm not supposed to be wet. That's
are
how
you,
that makes me
are
feel.
Are you wet? Are you wet in your butthole?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's too much, huh?
Sean,
too much, too much. All right.
Come
sorry.
On, man.
Sorry,
it's,
sorry.
It's cute when you dance it around it. You don't need to jab it in like that. That's not.
Well, I did, David.
And now we're both pregnant. Mike, what's your first pick?
No, not.
That's not your job.
Yeah. Wait for him to
you
give
did
me
that
shit.
Last time, too.
Not
last
yet.
Time you got out of pocket, you started calling picks and yelling with Shane.
It's a wildcat offense, baby.
You and
all I know is I got two slot backs.
You and Shane made some weird alliance where you just screamed at Sean for an hour. Not tonight. Not tonight. I fucking drove us from New York to Boston at 5 a.m.
5 fucking a.m.
By the way, real quick, just to cab it, what these two did to get here, they drove from Boston to... So all their flights got canceled. They drove from Boston to New... Wait, New York to Boston or Boston
to New
York?
That's right, not New York to...
New York to Boston.
So there was a massive lightning storm in New York last night, and all of our flights got canceled.
Yeah, they told me I couldn't get to Minneapolis till Friday, and I was like, unacceptable, what if I fly out of Philly? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay, what if I fly out of D.C., you motherfucker? And they were like, no. And then we were like, what if we fly out of Boston? And they were like, maybe? So then I took a Uber from Newark back to Ian's hotel where he had been fucking. And it didn't... Okay, and I'm not going to say... I'm going to tell the truth. It did not smell like Badussi, but there was a Badussi aura. Like, when you're like, I know that someone's aunt died in this room. I know Ian killed some kind of ussy in that room.
You're a real son of a bitch for burying Ian like this. Because either now he's going to get
why
no...
Because
either now he's going to get...
Because
either now he's going to get no Badussi tonight. Because some girls might be like, oh, he's a little hoe. That little Ian Carmel is a little hoochie.
Oh, he's done it one time?
Or he's just
going to
have
months?
Freaks coming after
hey,
him tonight.
Hey, cheese and rice. So
oh, yeah.
It was
oh,
a long
yeah.
walk.
I'm an asshole, but he's putting the number up. I'm an asshole, but he's putting the number up. He put it on the board, dog.
Yeah.
He put it on the board. I was trying to say one because I thought I was classy. You're out here saying you're a hoe. And that's fine, bro. I love
Jesus.
A bro-ho. I love a bro-ho.
Anyway, they had a long day.
Yeah, we woke up.
You guys spend time in a car together today or something? Is that what this animosity is?
We woke up at 5. He drove. I was eating Dunkin', chatting. And we drove from New York to Boston, and then we flew to here.
There's no one you'd want to have chatting you up the whole ride more than David anyway.
Come on, baby.
I was happy to drive.
Come on, baby. I'm nice with that.
We love y'all. We had to wake up at 5. We rented a car in Manhattan. We woke up in fucking Manhattan this morning because we couldn't not be here tonight. We really could.
Yeah. We weren't trying to fuck you like that. Like, you guys paid for it. Like, and we really appreciate you being here. Yeah. Anyways, the point is, Mike's first.
Okay. With the first pick in the Fictional Athletes All Fantasy Everything Draft, live at the Turf Club in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Ba-ba.
We will find out what that pick is right after this short break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now, it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got 2 blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just 1 pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies. It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mack Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mack Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it, though. Mack Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice, form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice, stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mack Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techie. You know, it doesn't have that shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind. Like the Matrix, that residual self-image, that's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MackWeldon.com, promo code ALLFANTASY. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. You know, one day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. and then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. What do you, you know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on, it's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out, you fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
And we're back!
You did. You reined the...
And we're back! I'm not wearing hockey pants. Mike Malloy, it is your pick, the first pick in the Fictional Athletes All Fantasy Everything Draft, Bubby.
So I'm glad I ended up with the first overall pick because I know one of you guys definitely would have taken this. 7'2" of just
suck
brick shithouse. I'm taking Neon Boudreaux.
That ain't what was going to happen on my first pick.
Piece of shit.
Hey, you shouldn't have given me. Hey, you gave it to me. You handed me the knife. You handed me the knife.
I had one that I thought you were going to go
for. Those of you who don't know, Neon Boudreaux from the movie Blue Chips, played by Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal.
He intentionally tanked the SATs because he said they were culturally biased.
He also said.
Very well.
He also said, I invaded Guatemala on my 18th birthday. I make my own sense.
That was a pretty good Shaquille that I didn't know you had.
I practiced on the plane.
To somebody who didn't know what was going on.
I know what's going on. I'm not a fucking
No,
idiot.
Not you. I'm saying to the person you were on the plane with.
You're just like, the SATs are culturally biased.
I got these long purple shorts at Walmart.
He did wear long purple shorts,
long.
Right?
Yo, his shorts are like baggy jeans for me.
Shaq and Blue, those shorts must have been 4 feet long, if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know what? He had to have a guy who made him shorts.
He had a shorts guy.
Earl, what are you doing today? Oh, I got to make a bunch of purple denim shorts for Shaq.
Yeah. I just bought 7 yards of denim at the swap meet.
Earl, what are you doing? I just made Jafar a pair of jeans. Well, they're my shorts now, so.
I just had to take some of that fabric they use to make termite tents for houses and turn them into shorts for Shaq.
Imagine you're a haberdasher and they're just like, hey, we need you to make a pair of Joveralls.
First of all,
for this 7'2" massive man for his music video.
Yeah.
You're throwing a bunch of words at me I don't understand.
Haberdasher is somebody who makes clothes.
Watch your mouth. No, it's a guy who makes hats, first of all. It's a guy who makes. Haberdashers don't make shoes. That's a
clothing.
Cobbler.
They make clothing.
It's a hat guy.
They're just duct taping mannequins together to try to approximate Shaq. He's like Belle's dad from Beauty and
Shaq's
the Beast.
Shaq's thighs are like.
Everyone in the city thinks he's crazy, but he's like, I'm making an outfit for Shaquille O'Neal. And they're like, yeah, right, old man.
Yeah. Shaq's thighs are 4 toddlers around.
Yeah, dude.
Like, that's a stat. Like, that's on the cards.
Neon Boudreaux.
Yeah, Neon Boudreaux.
That is a screenwriter ass name. Some screenwriter was like, what should his name be? Ooh.
Yeah, I love Neon. I love that they had to go into the swamp to find him.
Yeah.
Like all the other players that were like, Chicago, LA, I got this dude in a swamp.
Well, it was Chicago, a farm.
And then it was like he grew up in the bayou next to a nuclear leak and he started drinking the water, and now he's this big.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Blue Chips, you should watch Blue Chips.
Nick Nolte's in it, just haggard.
Sweaty.
Just barely holding on at that point.
He's like one gin and tonic short of losing all custody, everything he has.
All custody,
you
everything.
You worry about me being drunk, but my next pick's going to fuck Mike's pick up.
Are you taking like Matt Blackbutt?
Why are you saying, don't say picks,
bro. I was
going
to make a joke.
I think he was going to do a joke.
There's nobody called Matt Blackbutt. It's just a contrast to the idea of neon.
Oh, that's fair.
Trust your boy. I drove us from fucking New York to Boston this morning.
I had such a good time with you.
We had a great time.
We were eating crullers talking about life.
We were talking about life.
It was like
dude.
Really, it was really like a friend. It was like a galvanizing experience.
It really was.
And I'm like, really, I feel closer to you because of it.
For real, man. Honestly, we really did. Fuck Sean, though, dude. Like, Sean
I agree.
Yeah, he was kicking Pop Shevitz in South Dakota.
Yeah, he was doing fucking cakey thick flips in Sioux Falls, bro. Yeah, meanwhile. Bro. That's true, too. Is it on your Instagram?
It's on the gram. Flips? Yeah, yeah. We were staying a little bit in DJ's driveway. Came up here with Wilson and Shay Ron today. It was super dank. Tight little drive.
Yawk City. Yeah, okay, Mike, you took Neon Boudreaux number one. David, time for your first pick.
I'm taking Benny the Jet Rodriguez from The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm too drunk now. Oh, but I'm mad drunk now. What's to say? He was the best. PF Flyers, he outran that dog. My man's going to live forever.
Without naming any other athletes in that movie, when he gives that other kid his hat, what a fucking solid move.
Yeah, is it his because the kid had the douchebag hat with the giant bill with the fish on it.
I got one of those
and
hats.
And he was like, don't wear that hat anymore, idiot. The fat kid from the Big Green's going to knock you out. Let me give you this Dodgers cap. You have yourself a good time.
I got one of those hats. Looks like a longshore fisherman from Maine is wearing it all the time.
But truthfully, back to my pick, he was incredible. He was the leader of that gang, man, and he held his people down. He loved his friends, and he appreciated them. And
he made it to the big leagues.
And he made it to the big leagues. But also, that summer, man, he, like, held his dudes down. Like, they weren't even that necessarily that cool. If you noticed, he was the only cool one, but he was like, nah, man, we play baseball together. I'm with you, man. And, like, Benny the Jet Rodriguez, man, he was a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them was cool. One of the other ones was cool.
Yeah,
they were all pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Don't
until he
name cool. any other people in that movie.
You were going to pick Yeah.
I'm not saying, but you're going down a dangerous road.
You fucking loser.
You started going down a dangerous path. What if I was?
Then you would be a loser. That's a dumb pick. Anyways, Benny the Jet Rodriguez from The Sandlot.
Dark David.
Holy buckets.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the comedy store later.
I was going
to
say, Jesus, David, I'm supposed to be the jerk here.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm not being a jerk. I'm just having fun with my friends.
I know. We know. You're just out healing
the heel.
Yeah.
Dark David.
Stop that.
I'm going to say that. You try to go to sleep tonight. I'm going to say it all night.
I'm so glad I'm rooming with Mike.
Although, they got the better room than us somehow.
Yeah, our room's big as hell, though. Don't feel
it's
bad.
It's not bad. We did all right.
Laker girl. Benny the Jet Rodriguez was tight, man.
Yeah, that guy ruled.
He didn't have a ton of personality, but goddamn, that guy could fucking leg out a single.
But he was...
That's what I'm saying. You know? That's what you look for.
Yeah. I'm not criticizing your pick.
He's the leader.
I'm supporting you. I think it's great.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to say it. I just said yeah. I just said the other pick. I didn't even mean to. He could leg out a single, though. That's a good way to say it. Man, I'll tell you what. This guy's not much to look at, but he'll leg out a single.
He was much to look at. He was a handsome young
guy. He was handsome. Fucking, he was a good look.
He was.
They cast that kid really well, didn't they?
Yeah.
You were like, fantastic. Oh, yeah, I can see that kid growing up to be like a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, he looked like maybe he could grow into like a Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah, yeah, they gave him that Rafi mustache.
Pre-Viagra.
Everybody else in the cast, we were like, I can see them growing up to own a local butcher's shop.
Oh, yeah. I can see him growing up to looking at my kid in the bushes. Like, some of those kids were weird looking.
Sean Jordan.
Yeah.
Sean Cougar, Melvin Jordan on the gram. We're seeing a lot of those, dog. We're seeing a lot of those lately.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're
a lot of those.
I'm torn because there's a couple on the board. I want my personal picks, but I want the big dogs,
ballers,
too.
I put numbers on the board.
I want the big dogs, too. So I'm going to pick. I think this will go.
I think I know what you're going to pick.
I'm going to pick Happy Gilmore for my first pick. I don't know that Ian was going to take in his first two, but I wanted it.
I was going to take in my first three for sure, and possibly my first two.
I kind of thought I could squeak out because of four, because of other things we watched.
Mr. Yeah. Gilmore completed that feat earlier.
What's your favorite scene in Happy Gilmore?
It might be that. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I believe Mr. Gilmore accomplished that feat no more than an hour ago. Dude just got a nail sticking out of his head. Also, when he stands it and he's getting the baseballs pitched at him, and he gets the one, he's like, oh yeah, I love it. That one kind of hurt a little bit, but I'm all right.
My favorite dude in that whole movie.
Don't name
is
another
the dude
person.
Who
by the
has,
way.
No, it's he's okay. Just a random guy who has one line in the whole movie, and he just goes, "Happy shooter's gonna choke. The gold jacket's yours."
That's just, like, your favorite part of that movie.
Yeah, because they like he folds his arms and looks around like it was definitely the 50th time they did the take, and he finally got it.
And they're just like, dude, we're losing light. We have to take one of those pictures. Happy, shoe's gonna choke, gold jacket's yours. All right, a lunch, I guess.
Yeah, that was
and
good
then, like,
enough.
You're like, Neil, you're fucking...
That's what happened to me
your
on
your cousin had
bio
to be in the fucking movie, Neil?
Yeah,
really?
He did, man.
He killed it.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
I feel like whoever, like that dude's uncle was owed a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, he's gonna be in Happy Gilmore. That'll squash the debt, no big. You know, ipso facto, he's in the movie.
We're gonna put you in an Adam Sandler vehicle, huh?
Might be the best. Might be my favorite Sandler vehicle.
Really?
All right. I'm with you. It's up
it
top. It's up top for me.
My favorite's the other
I
one.
I wanna kiss you all over.
Over and again.
Till the night closes in.
Till the night closes in.
I like your face when you sing.
Till the night closes in.
Maybe not.
Happy Gilmore. I think he was an amazing athlete.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick.
Not a single pant leg on stage.
Nah, baby, calf's out.
Pretty stoked, man. You get this tight cross, the drunker I get. What's up with the tight cross?
Hit him with the high tight cross. Give him the nut popper.
Yeah.
Yeah, attaboy.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
I kind of caught the boys there.
Don't
we go.
Sit on it. You got to save those for later.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore. I'm happy with it. I feel like it was going to get taken. I got it.
Great first round pick.
Playboy. Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, woman.
Ha ha. Yep.
Why don't you ditch him and get with a real man, woman? I'm taking fucking
Clubber Lang. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I don't give a fuck. I'm doing this for me.
He.
Mr. T playing Clubber Lang in Rocky III, dude.
Yeah.
That he dude is... looked like he would fucking hit you, and then you'd die, and some cousins of yours would die, and your skeleton would go kill your dad, and your ghost would haunt a school, and a bunch of the kids would get sick.
He's
you know what
the
I mean?
Scariest to
Any
me.
Any
like...
clothes you were wearing, other people wearing those clothes would also die. He was fucking terrifying, man.
He was, and he was so... And that feather earring...
Yeah.
He
was perfect.
I don't fuck with somebody who does that.
Nah, dude.
Like, earring down to your fucking clavicle?
And it's just like they're yelling at Adrian, you know? At Rocky's statue fucking dedication.
What does he say? Like, you ever... Doesn't he say something like crazy
lewd? Like, he says, come to my apartment.
You ever want to...
If you want to see what a real man's all about, come to my apartment later.
I love that he's a multi-millionaire prize fighter and he's living in an apartment.
Yeah. I'm going to co-op
He doesn't even
woman.
Have a parse of land yet.
You want to see what a real man's like? Come to my efficiency later. I got a hot plate and a bed. Twin mattress.
I inherited a rent-controlled apartment from a grandma woman. It's got a doorman, but tell him Clubber sent you and it's okay.
It's a nice loft-style apartment.
I gave him a honey-baked ham at Christmas. He loves me, woman.
You want to see what a real man's like? Come pick me up at the bus stop later because I don't have a car. Take me to your house.
He keeps Werther's originals in the bathroom, woman.
He gets inside Rocky's head so much that Rocky throws a motorcycle helmet at a statue.
We've all been there, though.
Yeah.
Late night, driving around, feeling stuff. We've all been there.
Teetering on the brink.
Your robot isn't listening to you at home.
That robot was a prick, though.
Hello, Polly.
Happy birthday, Polly.
That was the robot one, huh, Rocky 3?
Happy birthday, Polly.
Happy birthday, Polly.
No, that was, you know, that was four. No other athletes.
I wasn't sure, but yeah, I threw it out there and thought nobody would notice.
Well, next time you want to do that, pull your fucking head out of your ass and do it again. You know what I mean?
Sean.
It was fucking four, boys. Dark yeah, dude, Clubber Lang is my favorite villain from any of the Rocky movies.
That was a...
It's not my favorite Rocky movie.
I will say that was a wild first pick.
I love it.
He's just my favorite dude, man.
Yeah.
I don't owe anything to anyone. I was nominated for Count 'Em Up 1 and then a second Emmy the other day. Yeah. Don't say it.
Clubber Lang got nominated for a fight against Rocky. How'd that go for him?
Stop naming other people.
Sean, nobody would ever connected the two.
Rocky. Rocky, oh yeah. Oh. Oh, you reminded me of Rocky.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about Rocky after Ian mentioned Clubber Lang.
Who did Clubber Lang fight again? Well, Pernell Whitaker probably, yeah. Right? I think it was Pernell Whitaker.
It's Buster Douglas.
I'll hop on the grenade.
I just want you to know that they were like, David, you're crazy off the rails. You're so drunk.
You were!
I am.
That's the scariest way to do it. That's like when someone's like, hey, we're gonna fight.
With
like, damn, that's scary.
My second pick combines two of my favorite things. Athletic
sex and candy.
Sex and candy. I take Marcy Playground.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much.
All right, my second pick combines two of my favorite things: athletic dominance and working at a deli. I take Goldberg, the goalie.
Yeah. I like that pick, man. I can't fuck with him because he iced my man out back in the day.
Yeah. Fucking Goldberg, dude. A Jewish prince who grew up to later be in like Valvoline commercials and shit, but we don't need to talk about that.
No,
really?
The actor did. It was like weird because he looks like Goldberg, but like skinny and older now, and you're like, what's up, man? He looks like someone you went to high school with where something's gone wrong. You're not really sure what it is. Like,
you just know he doesn't have the kids anymore.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
He lost custody of himself.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, Jalen's not around? He word.
Him and the Notorious B.I.G. made really flow to me when I was a kid. I was like, these two guys, fuck yeah, I can make it. I could be okay.
There was a world where they should have collabed.
Yeah.
Man, that would have been a fun world.
Goldberg, bro.
Hell yeah.
One of the great Mighty Ducks.
Seriously, bro.
No, he was fantastic. I love that he couldn't rollerblade as good as them, but he had heart. And they held him down the whole time. He was there all three movies. He was there with them when they were just a local ragtag team.
Yeah.
He was there with them when they were a junior Olympics team.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was there with them when they were a prep school team.
Dude,
like, he did all the work.
He was there when...
He survived the knuckle puck.
He survived the cowboy kid.
He survived the kitty cat girl. I'm sorry.
He was there when Iceland was very nice and Greenland is full of ice.
I still tell that to people at the bus stop to sound smart.
Niceland and
Greenland.
Oh, the
43 is light. Did you guys know? Greenland is nice. Or Greenland is ice. Keep going. I blew it.
Oh!
Sometimes you blow a joke.
Oh, but I'm oiling out and drunk.
Oh, no, trust me. My next pick is going to be really good.
Sean, time for your second pick.
My second pick is going to be Wild Thing Rick Vaughn from Major League.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd the booze come from? That was astonishing. Wild Thing Rick Vaughn. It was...
Somebody booed Rick Vaughn?
I think the booze came from a bar in Cleveland.
Oh, well, they probably like the Twins and the
Charlie Sheen's sex
rival.
Edition.
Oh, yeah, and he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. He is like a bad man.
Right, but...
I thought it was about sports.
But it's a
movie. I thought they just hate
the
Indians.
That's Wild Thing Rick Vaughn. I'm sorry, it just had to happen. It's
they were like,
the
where did you pitch? And he was like, the California Penal Institution. And as a little boy, I thought penal meant penis.
I did too.
Which isn't crazy. Which isn't crazy to feel that
way. He was up there looking like if the Descendants logo could pitch. You know what I mean?
And he had that haircut where it was just like a shark bite back here. And you're like, all right, I guess.
In this league, we wear sleeves, Vaughn.
Sounded like Lou.
And his whole story is fun. He came in hot. He was throwing wild. And then my man's coached him down and, like, narrowed it out. It was like, that's so much fun. I love it when a player comes in and they're like, whoa, he's got a lot of power, but we don't know what to do with him. And then they coach him into being a good player. That's a lot of fun.
And then they found out their coaching didn't even matter because he just needed glasses.
He needed glasses.
Like, that was the whole fucking...
Yeah, it was the she's all that yeah. kind of situation.
Yeah, he got reverse she's was, all that.
Yeah, he got reverse
they she's threw some. They threw the paint-covered overalls on him and some glasses.
That's he's all
and
that?
He put his hair in a ponytail, and it was good.
Yeah, come to find out, he is all that.
Yeah, now he is.
I love in that movie when he fucked somebody, another person in that movie's wife, and he's like, I had no idea. Just because she kind of looked different. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He fucked another one of his teammates' wife.
Rachel
fucked one of his teammates' wives. And
you're talking about
she's leaving the room, and he's like, I had no idea. What? That's your friend's wife.
Yeah,
no, he never met her either, though. It's dope.
He had met her. He had. Yes, he had met her. That was the thing.
I mean, man, a lot of stuff is... I'm not going to get mad at this dude for that.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he never met her.
He didn't
well, exactly. a lot of people claim that. Fill the Grand Canyon with people who claim they had no idea.
And they squabbed it up. They worked it out.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They squashed it. Anyway, yeah, Rick Vaughn.
You know, you don't own your partner. Sex is not a thing to own. Sex with whoever.
We don't
even know their arrangement. Maybe it was cool.
Ricky Vaughn, the wild thing.
David, time for your second pick, Bubby.
I'm picking Becky the Icebox O'Shea from Little Giants.
Good pick.
She was incredible. She was the thing that moved that movie on. Like, she was on one team, and they were like, we were going to win. And then she moved to another team, and they're like, now we're going to win. And then she bounced back to where her heart was, and they were like, now we win. Icebox was the best football player in that movie. She played for Mike Ditka and said, let me chill and go play for my dad.
This is from the movie Little Giants. For those of you who don't know.
She was incredible. Becky the Icebox O'Shea. Best part of that whole movie, man. Breaking dudes off.
She was
dudes off at the age of 10.
They called her the Icebox, not because she was huge, but because she had several ice cream sandwiches under her pants.
She had a bandolier.
Yeah.
Of ice cream sandwich, which is how I want to go out in the summer.
Just a bunch of push-up pops?
Yeah, Becky the Icebox. She was the best.
Mike, it's time for your next pick.
Let's move it to the basketball front. I'm sticking to the basketball front.
Don't you dare.
I need myself a sharpshooter. I need myself a street legend.
Don't you dare.
I need myself Jesus Shuttlesworth.
God damn it. Jesus Shuttlesworth from He Got Game, Ray Allen, man. I really thought I could get that a couple rounds in.
Yo, nah.
No.
Nah.
I moved him up because I was a little worried about potentially losing him. But yeah,
Doc.
No. Yeah, you know?
That's an amazing pick. That was definitely on the list.
And Ray Allen had one of the best accidental DMs that got sent as a text.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You heard this story. If you listen to any Ringer shit, you probably heard this story. But for those of you who haven't. So during that movie, when Ray Allen, as Jesus Shuttlesworth, plays his dad, played by Denzel Washington... They're playing one-on-one, and Jesus was supposed to win, and Denzel scored no points. But then Denzel, who had played like a little bit of basketball, he was like, nah, fuck that, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And he started putting up points. He started hitting baskets on Ray Allen, and then Ray Allen got pissed. So like 5 points into it. So Denzel was never supposed to score, but he was like, I'm not going out like that. I'm going to fucking put up some baskets on Ray Allen, and he fucking did. And then Ray Allen then
just started playing for real.
Do you know how I played?
Oh, yeah.
One time I went to a park with a guy who had played college basketball in Canada. And I have no idea what that means.
It means he's a better basketball player than any of us.
I have no idea what that means.
The same? Is it the same points in Canada? Or is it
I think it's twos and threes. I think it's twos and threes.
Loonies and toonies, they get.
I scored four.
They're going to have to watch the replay, see if that was a loony or
and
a toonie.
And we played to 11, and he got to 11. I didn't even get to one.
In Canada, the court's longer, and there's the rock and jock hoop.
It's the rock. Excellent pick. And then I think, Mikey, as it is, serpentine draft, it's time for you a third pick.
So fictional athletes do not just include the world of movies and sport, and television.
Right.
They also include video games.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
So I am taking Yoshi. Step to me at Mario Tennis with Yoshi.
I didn't
see what fucking happens.
That is definitely...
Step to me at Mario Golf with Yoshi and see what fucking happens. You want to take it to the race kart? You want to Mario Kart it? Me and Yoshi will fucking drift all over your ass.
You know what? I fucks with it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a David Borey pick, and I appreciate
it. Yeah.
I really can't.
I got nothing to say about it.
You flipped me up.
Damn.
I can barely breathe. That's
you took
so
it to the
gnarly.
Video games. Now I gotta go deep in the shit.
Here I thought Happy Gilmore was gonna be like the crazy pick. And you picked Yoshi.
Is that what you thought?
I'm stupid. I just met Slug an hour ago. No
Very
big deal.
Popular
you know
sports movie. It was all on all of our board.
For sure. Yeah.
That
like
is
one
an
of
amazing
the first
pick.
Sports movies
so
we all remember.
Yoshi plays golf, he plays tennis.
What
he's
can't
a
he do?
NASCAR
he
driver.
Plays baseball.
That's
baseball?
Two more sports that I've been playing for
He drives
recently.
A race car.
He plays the field, if you know it. You know, Yoshi's out there.
He plays the fool every now and then.
Every lover does, right?
Every Yoshi plays the fool sometimes.
You probably thought that was Aaron Neville. It's just me.
Yeah, Sean, I thought that.
Yeah, I thought it was Aaron Neville.
David, it's time for your next revolutionary pick.
No, not even revolutionary. I'm going to the movie Cool Runnings.
Oh!
And I'm picking what I think was the heart and the soul of the team, played by Dougie Doug. I'm picking Sanka, man.
Sanka.
He wrote the song. Some people say, you know, they can't believe Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. We have the Wanderers. And then there were other words. And then, Sanka was like the heart, because he was like, feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, it's bobsled time. He had his lucky egg. He was like, because Mans just wanted to play pushcart in Jamaica. And then his homies were like, let's go do some weird shit in Canada. And he was like, all right, man, I'll fuck with you guys.
Yeah.
And then he did.
That's how they got you to the JFL. They were like, let's go do some weird shit in Canada. You were like, all
That's
right.
That's how you got me here.
Let's go do some weird shit in St. Paul, Minnesota, bro.
I was like, yeah. I got an egg with me. I'll be safe.
They got to figure out which town we want to shout
out. From that movie, man, he was just like, he was super cool. He was super fun. He wasn't trying to, he wasn't ever on any bullshit like, everybody else in that movie was like, I was going to be a Jamaican sprinter. And Sanka was just like, I don't know, man. I was racing go-karts. You guys came and got me. This would be cool, too. And that's like, that's my feeling about everything. I really appreciate him. I think he was the heart. I think he was the comedic relief of that team. I think he was the heart of soul. And I think he did a good job. So, yeah, Sanka.
Excellent pick.
Yep. I'm in.
Sean Jordan, time for your next pick.
I'm going to go Daniel LaRusso from The Karate Kid.
Oh!
Hey! My man, Young Crane Kick.
It's called a chinning kick if you're in the business, and
I'm not, as I am
a second-degree black belt, I know it's called a...
He is the best around. Nothing's ever...
At the All-Valley Karate Tournament. I know the Sklars have a bit about it, but that whole movie's based around...
Yeah, also, congratulations, you beat the shit out of some dude from Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, dog. I have a townhome in the valley. Yeah. Not a lot of karate competition out there.
Me and David are the fucking karate champions in the valley as of right now. We had to
At least from Cortine to Agnes, give it up.
Yeah.
They did break up a fight like a couple of goons
the
other day.
We didn't... No, we broke it up.
We broke it up like a couple of goddamn
Those two plumbers started fighting like a couple of goons. Me and Mike are good Samaritans. Mike did punch his plumber in the face.
You guys.
I didn't do that.
I slapped him. It wasn't
you guys
a punch.
Were goon Samaritans. Let's split the difference.
Couple of goon Samaritans out there. You know
that's
what I mean?
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
But the best part was Mike open hand slapped his guy in the face. And I was giving my guy a chokehold. And as the other dude rolled off, he was like saying like fuck you to Mike. And then Mike told him to pound sand, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then my man honks his horn and it straight up played La Cucaracha. It was the funniest shit I ever seen, bro.
But the funniest shit was it sounded like a chicken was singing. It was like buck 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 buck.
Buck 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 buck.
So Daniel LaRusso from The Karate Kid. I just like the underdog story. I like I was never a tough kid, you know, but I was in Taekwondo for a good portion of my life. I like how it worked out for him. He ended up winning. He beat Johnny, the evil villain.
He beat the Cobra Kai.
He beat the whole motherfucker. They're still not gone though. I got YouTube, bro. I see it. They're around. Cobra Kai's out there, man. They're in the streets.
Not the ones that I bought.
Because Cobra Kai's cooler than whatever dojo Danny came from. They're like the goddamn NWO.
Danny didn't come from a dojo.
No, call him Danny.
Danny had an old dude who was like, clean my car till you know how to do karate. That's like, it's a wild move.
Dojo Danny's a funny thing to call someone.
Dojo Danny?
Like a fucking Dojo Danny over here. Yeah, I tell you a thing I earnestly thought was true for quite a long time?
Please do.
Girls be out of their butt.
I never thought that.
Me either. I'm just talking.
I didn't know.
I'm just looking for my next pick. I'm not worried about it.
I didn't know where it came from, but I knew it wasn't the butt.
No, I didn't either.
Well, that's what
I earnestly believed for a long time that if you walked into a dojo or like a karate studio, a taekwondo studio, a Jeet Kune Do studio,
Shotokan, Hapkido
studio,
and you challenged the sensei and defeated them, that became your dojo.
Oh no, that's still
true.
That's
true.
That's Burger King rules, bro. That's everywhere.
It's not. It changes nothing on the lease. What? How upsetting is that? It should be true, but it's not. If you could walk into a dojo and beat the sensei up, and it's still that sensei's dojo.
I mean.
And you know what I mean? And they think we got to start in the White House? No. The change needs to start in all the dojos.
On the dojo house?
One dojo at a time.
Daniel LaRusso.
Time for my next pick. My next pick is a star quarterback.
Oh, God.
Moved on to later.
I don't want your life.
I doubt it.
First of all, no. Second of all, how dare you?
I doubt that was the pick.
Just keep track of those two. First of all, no. Second of all, fucking how dare you? Former star quarterback moved on to a career in law enforcement. The man's name, Johnny Utah.
Little point break, baby.
Okay. He was not my favorite athlete in that movie, but I fucks with him.
I was wondering.
He's
if
the
that
only
was
real
go.
Athlete in that movie, man.
Don't name do other people.
To my extreme sports brethren, do not. They weren't. Endless Summer, they weren't athletes. They were.
Have you said a sentence?
Hobbyists.
Dog, I thought you lived in California, bro.
Hobbyists, bro.
He was saying that about your comedy, dude.
I never robbed a bank to be a hobbyist for some shit my whole life. You call these men hobbyists? Hobbyists? They weren't athletes?
We're talking about Johnny Utah right
now.
Get
the fuck out. That's
Johnny fucking Utah, star
that's
quarterback.
That's fucked up, bro.
He was a star quarterback, and then he went and did all the shit that those other motherfuckers were doing. So I'm supposed to be impressed by them? Fucking pound sand, to borrow a phrase from Mike Malloy. I'd like to see any one of those other motherfuckers. What? Why? I'm supposed to be impressed they can wear a latex mask? No. Run a fucking spread option. You know what I mean? Hit somebody on a slant route. They can't. Why, they can surf? So can Johnny Utah. No, you want to do, I'll take you to a court of law and argue this. In front of a judge, powdered wig or no, I don't care.
Yeah, Johnny Utah snitch ass would turn up in a court of law.
Oh, he does have a point. Johnny Utah is the feds.
You know who didn't turn on his friends? Dominic Toretto.
Never.
Oh, I meant Paul Walker's character.
I don't know if that's an athlete.
That's a completely different.
Why? Where'd that come from?
To Fast and the Furious.
Why? No, I know that.
It's a movie from the late 90s. It
you
was
are
real
truly
great.
Living your life a quarter
really,
of a mile at
I'm
a time.
Really, I'm about to strip some picks.
Yeah,
I'm about
man,
to exercise AFE prima nocta in a second.
I don't like that term. I don't think we should be... AFE prima nocta. I don't want to be doing that.
You don't want me to be doing that.
I don't want anybody to be doing
You're
that.
You're going to be sitting there sucking lemons while the rest of us pick fictional athletes.
I mean, prima nocta means I'm going to be sucking lemons while the rest of you guys fuck my new wife. Like, that's what that term is.
What?
This is... You don't know what
Braveheart, no, I don't.
Prima Nocta.
It's from Braveheart. It's a Braveheart term?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
It's from the movie Braveheart? The motion picture Braveheart?
I've seen it, but...
Have you seen Braveheart?
I've seen it.
It's from Braveheart.
Braveheart?
My fourth pick.
Okay, anyways.
Your what pick?
Keeps the ladies creaming.
Oh, my man.
I'm taking Steven Willie Beeman from Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
Keep the ladies co-creaming.
Guys, one of the first men I ever saw wear Under Armour.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Boy, did he wear it.
Jamie Foxx playing a run first quarterback for Coach Al Pacino.
Yep. On the
Al Pacino, everything he said about football felt like he just learned that thing about football. That old movie, he does not sound. You got to run the option in this professional game. And you're like, what?
There comes a time.
Which, like, especially in the NFL at that point, the option was absolutely never run.
This was years before Wildcat.
Ever.
The blocker's got to hit a cover, too. And you're like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How many days I got left on this earth. Whether or not I'm going to drink myself into an early grave. But what I know, gentlemen, is we've got to go at least 9-7 to secure a wild card bid in our division. Outside of that, I don't know which way is up. And everyone was like,
No, he said mad nonsense. Fellas, we're down. And it's 3rd-7. And you're like, what are you? That's the backwards
way. We would have a first down if that were the case.
We're running the Hail Mary every play until we win.
Yeah, he was not a sound. He didn't have football knowledge.
I will say Lawrence Taylor chainsawed a Hummer in half in that
movie. He sure did.
But that was based on true events.
Yeah. That was just a thing that he was just doing that.
He just probably
thought Lawrence Taylor thought Any Given Sunday was a documentary.
He wasn't even supposed to be on the set that day.
Lawrence Taylor had no idea they were shooting a movie. He's like, but some mark left his Hummer in my driveway. I'm going to chainsaw the shit in half. No big.
Sean, time for your fourth pick.
My fourth pick is it's going back to baseball. It's from a movie called Bull Durham.
Oh,
it's going to be the catcher.
Good call.
It's going to be Kevin Costner's character, Crash Davis from Bull Durham. In my opinion, the best sports movie ever made,
I liked it better when it was Tom Bergeron or whatever. Yeah. And
You're building the franchise around a career quadruple-A player. You're a guy who couldn't make it to the show.
Listen, come on, man, he
was in the show for 9 days. Motherfucker, watch the movie.
Yeah, don't do that. He had heart,
couldn't,
man.
But fine. Had a cup of coffee. Couldn't hang in the show.
Mike, why do you hate heart so much?
Because
I like results. Some baseball players have heart.
Mike, when was the last time you were in the show?
Listen,
stop.
Yo,
if this arm still works.
Me and Mike were hitting dingers on MLB The Show not 8 days ago. Drinking beers, my man.
Yeah, man. Crash Davis.
We home run derby a lot.
My favorite character in my favorite sports movie of all time is Crash Davis.
Is Bull Durham your top?
Yeah, I think so.
Sean, what do you believe in?
Man, I wish I could. Well, ask me in about 8 seconds.
I'll just say what I believe in, man.
Yeah.
I believe in David ratting me out for having sex. I believe
I'm not ratting you out.
Let him go.
Will you
not
fucking interrupt me every time I fucking try to talk? Doing a bit. Piece of shit.
I think it's cool that Ian fucks a lot. I'm sorry. I'm a dickhead.
I believe in David ratting me out for having sex. I believe in ordering Postmates on my drive home from work. I believe in getting so stoned that I play Stardew Valley for 17 hours in a row. I believe in doing a funny thing with my nuts in a mirror and making myself laugh.
Texas belt buckle.
I believe in face lotion. I believe in putting on a body spray and then a cologne and making my own scent. I believe in going to In-N-Out after dinner. I believe in going to In-N-Out after breakfast. I believe in going to the driving range in a bucket hat and then wearing that bucket hat for the rest of the day. I believe in curveballs that hang up in the air and I'm like, I don't really watch baseball. And then I turn it off. And more than that, I believe in all fantasy everything.
Damn. Well, now I can't. Now I can't do it.
What do you believe in, Sean?
Well, I believe in the soul, the cock, the pussy, the small of a woman's back, the hanging curveball, high fiver, good scotch, that the novels of Susan Sontag are self-indulgent, overrated crap. I believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter. I believe in the sweet spot. Softcore pornography, opening your presents, Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses the last 3 days. Good night.
I bet you believe in those kisses, you sneaky little devil.
I do. I am thrilled about them.
Fantastic pick.
Thank you, buddy.
David, time for your fourth pick.
I don't know what just happened.
Have you seen Bull Durham?
Not in years.
I don't think not never.
I don't have VH1 anymore.
It's a fine movie. It's okay.
You say I don't have VH1 anymore? That's very funny.
Yeah, I'm a funny guy. I'm picking Hillary Swank playing Maggie Fitzgerald in Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, buddy.
Because how do you not love that? Yo, how do you not love the plucky young girl who comes from nothing who just wants to beat the shit out of people? Like, yo, if you don't love that shit, your heart pumps some other shit than blood, man. You gotta go figure that out. She was so, like, you watch that movie, she was incredible. You love her. Like, when I watch Million Dollar Baby, you love her. You're like, yo, I see you going for it. And I, like, love you and everything you're about. And you got nothing. All you want to do is just punch other chicks in the head. And I get it, man. I get it, man. And then, like, it goes... But I love it. I love that movie. I love her. Maggie Fitzgerald from Million Dollar
Baby. What does he call her in that movie?
Bitch.
I'm
kidding. That's not true
at all. It's a Gaelic word. I forget what it is.
Babo. Is that what it is?
I don't think it's Babo. I don't think
it's... Boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo. We got some bigoted baskets.
Hey Babo!
I left your stool.
Hey,
out.
You got a big fight tonight, Babo!
Hey, Mambo!
Hey,
Mambo
Gugu.
Italiano!
Hey, Babo! Babo Italiano!
Hey, Mambo! All right.
I know what he calls her, but boy, I do love that movie in my heart. It makes me feel good.
All you kind of makes me feel good.
Like, just that character. I mean, if you don't feel like you relate to that character, I guess you don't feel like you fight hard or some shit.
That's a movie that's hard to watch.
Yeah, but you gotta watch it, man. Like, God bless her heart. Like, she just wanted to be good at something. And she wasn't, except for that one thing. And she went so hard for it and it fucked her over. Mm. But that's like, you know, that's the cost to entry.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Maggie Fitzgerald. I feel like that got way more serious than I wanted
it's all right.
to.
It could be serious.
It's still a very funny podcast.
It's a serious film.
But yeah, Maggie Fitzgerald in Million Dollar Baby. I really appreciated her.
I love it, man.
Shout out to the swank.
Little heat check. How we doing? Everybody good? Yeah? Chilling?
Yeah, right. I didn't cool you off too bad with my serious pick. Right? Next one's going to be funny, I swear to God.
Mikey, time for your fourth and your fifth picks, as
all
it is.
All right. Well, we will revisit the ice. A lot of people might take this person's coach, even though they were a drunk who hung up their skates at 12 years old. The kid quit hockey at 12, and they're just like, hey, you got a DUI. You got to coach hockey now. I am taking the motherfucker wearing the C on his sweater. I'm taking motherfucking Charlie Conway.
Yeah, dog.
Minnesota's own.
I'm saying.
Oh, that was in Minnesota. Yeah.
He's from Minneapolis, though. Not
Joshua
St.
Jackson
Paul.
Is?
Definitely not St. Paul. Definitely not St. Paul.
I didn't know that.
He never even set foot in St. Paul, I bet.
Oh, no.
Refused to show up to those games.
Goldberg's Deli was in Minneapolis as well. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So that is, that's what I'm taking. Mastered the triple deke. Unlike his coach, who couldn't get it done.
One, two, three. They really made the triple deke look pretty easy in that.
Not even that difficult. It's literally just bouncing the puck back and forth. Not a dribble, like not a crossover.
I broke a glass.
It's all good.
David, you're too drunk. Calm down.
You're
going to blow it.
You literally are too drunk. I accidentally hit a glass with my foot. Those are the same thing.
It's all good.
I think everybody's doing great.
I'm sorry, pal. Yeah, it.
We're all good.
He's too drunk.
If you want, I'll rub Sean's face in it.
I will run you up a flagpole, motherfucker. Mikey, your final pick?
All right. I am going back to the world of video games. I need myself a power-hitting first baseman.
Yeah.
I need myself this little pudge of a man. I need myself Pablo Sanchez. Four-foot-nothing. 250 pounds of power hitting, 10 years old, cranking them out of the park.
Is he from backyard baseball?
Backyard baseball.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, when I see Vlad Guerrero.
Those aren't his stats, though, right?
I'm estimating.
I don't think that is an estimation of a body of a human. Did you say 4'0", 250?
Yeah, about that. He was round. he was built like fucking Kirby. Not the baseball player, the fucking video game.
But also partially the baseball player.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You nailed it.
I know I did. I know what I did.
Excellent. David, your final pick.
I'm taking Doug Glatt from the movie Goon.
Ooh.
Man, what else do you want from a dumb guy who just is good at beating people up?
That movie
rules. Both of them are good. Check them out on Netflix. And he was just like, he didn't even want it. He was just like, he loved hockey. And they were like, this is what you serve. And he did it. And it was beautiful. It's just like, you ever watch those documentaries about the enforcers on Netflix? Like,
yeah.
That's how they all were. They were like, yo, I love hockey, but Wayne Gretzky was better than me, so this is what I did.
Yeah.
It sucks. You know it's sad, too. Like that.
It's not sad. It's beautiful. It's like...
It is, but like...
It's like not everybody gets to be the place in the world that they expect, but everybody gets to help out. Like, I really...
Yeah.
I think the place of an enforcer in hockey is like... It's like a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? It's
I agree.
I got to, like, I'm rough and tumble. You're not. I got to put my man on.
Yeah. It's like you got to protect the stars, but also, like, to turn a crowd. If the home crowd's like, dead and you fucking ragdoll somebody, maybe they're feeling it. Yeah, maybe they go get a couple more beers.
I think it's one of the cooler things that happens in sports. I think it's lead blocking for an entire season, and I appreciate it. So, yeah, Doug Glatt. The enforcer from Goon.
Hell yeah.
I've never seen it. Sean, time for your final pick.
You never saw Goon?
Oh, it's good. You should check it
you
out.
You would love it. That's crazy because you would love it.
I'm busy. Sean, your final pick?
I'm going to pick, I'm going to go to bowling. And I'm going to pick Walter Sobchak from Big Lebowski. Had to go into the bowling.
Now, is that because you like to flash your piece on the lanes?
The man's an athlete, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you right now, I've seen a goddamn athlete in my day. And I'll be damned if they don't
have
a crew.
He was on the hills of Quezon. He saw his friends die face down in the muck.
Bowling's at such a disadvantage, though, as a sport for fictional, like for fictional characters, because no fictional character will be greater than Pete Weber.
I mean,
yeah, Pete Weber's an animal, yeah. Bro.
Is that who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? I am!
I say that in the mirror every day before this
all
tour.
All the time. To nobody.
Yeah, man. Walter Sobchak, one of the best athletes in movie history. Yeah.
What's your favorite Walter Sobchak line?
It's a league game? These men are cowards?
That was maybe a bad
This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass?
You see what happens?
You see what happens?
You see what happens? This is what happens.
Isn't that not even that movie?
Is it worse?
I'm thinking, from Big Lebowski.
You were thinking about Kingpin for a second.
I got confused with Kingpin for a second.
Yeah, you were thinking about Kingpin.
Yeah.
Also a great movie that I love
Different athletes altogether.
Completely
but
different.
I'm too
wow.
drunk.
So yeah, Walter Sobchak.
All the way from Leo Carrillo to my next pick. The final pick of the draft. And with the final pick, I'm going to take someone who not only has met a number of presidents, started a successful shrimping business, invested early in Apple, but also opened up the door to fucking China during the Nixon administration because of his table tennis skills and was a kick returner for the University of Alabama. I'm taking fucking Forrest Gump.
That's solid. That's a solid.
Yes, it is.
I love how that's all they used him as a kick returner. They're like, this guy can't read a fucking gap. We can't throw him in the backfield. Like, he's Devin Hester. That's all he fucking is.
How great was
Devin Hester? Is fucking amazing.
How great was Dante Hall as a slot? Like,
Devin Hester was a better, player than
they couldn't even run like a toss with Forrest Gump. It was just the kick return.
Just had to like get it right in the bread basket. Like, go.
Because if they did, he'd just, like, run to the sideline, I guess.
We had a kid like that. His name was C.J. Kranz. He is in Canyon City Prison now.
But he's quick.
Still running to the outside. You know what I'm talking about?
First guy in the lunch line every day.
He can't. He's not going to listen. They don't get iPhones there.
Fucking Forrest Gump, dude. He was an amazing athlete.
Yeah, seriously. That's fucking
and
perfect.
And he didn't mean to ruin your Black Panther party. And
maybe she should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
He shouldn't be hitting you, Jindy. And he shouldn't have been.
She tasted like cigarettes.
My, Mr. Gump. Your mama sure do care about your schooling.
Yo, I will kill that dude. That was the worst. From that day on, anytime I went anywhere, I was running.
Oh, yeah, he was a prominent jogger as well. Forgot about that.
And he invented Shit Happens.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
And the smiley face.
What? You just stepped in shit. It happens. What? Shit? Sometimes.
That gives me an idea for a short run series of bumper stickers.
He's so smart.
No, it was a long run.
Yeah, they had a good run.
Movie still brings me to tears every fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Dude, oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
I was going to do the theme song, but I was afraid I would mistake it for the Jurassic Park one. No, that. Mikey, you went first. And you took Neon Boudreaux.
That was also going to be my first pick.
And then
pick.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. And then the tiny little dragon, Yoshi. And then Charlie Conway. And then Pablo Sanchez.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
David, you went second. You took Benny the Jet Rodriguez, Becky the Icebox O'Shea, Sanka, Hillary Swank's character from Million Dollar Baby, and then Doug Black from Goon.
Stand by every pick.
Sean, you went third. You took Happy Gilmore.
I'm saying.
Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn. Danny LaRusso, the Karate Kid, dude. Crash Davis. And then Walter fucking Sobchak. Over the line!
Market zero, dude. It's a league game.
I went last. I took Clubber Lang, Goldberg the goalie, Johnny Utah, Steamin' Willie Beeman, and then Forrest Gump, bro.
Did you guys leave anybody good on the board?
Huh? Oh, I love
some. Did you guys leave some good ones
the
on the board?
The fat kid from The Big Green.
Oh, we left Julie the Cat Gaffney on the board, dude.
Juana Man.
I had Joe Kane from The Program.
The guy who took the Monstar who took Charles Barkley's powers.
Latimer. Latimer from The Program. Latimer.
Bobby. Please, at the table.
Willie Mays Hayes.
Serrano.
Bobby Boucher.
Fuck you, Joe Boo.
Ooh, Bobby Boucher was
Rod
a goodie.
Rod Tidwell.
Sidney Dean.
Sidney Dean.
Rod
yep.
Tidwell was also
and USC running back number 5 from NCAA 2006, which would have been Reggie Bush, but, you know?
But technically.
Technically, it's not him. Wink, wink. Can't pay the motherfucker. Technically, he never played there now, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, you know who else we left on the board? Ronamacher. Henry fucking Rowan Gardner from Rookie of the Year.
Ah. Yeah.
Man, when he hit that dude in the face and the doctor says, funky butt loving.
Funky butt loving.
And then that fat kid says, did he just say funky butt loving?
Yeah.
Yo, that's one of the funniest shits I ever seen in my whole life.
Ross
I watch it on
now.
YouTube sometimes when I'm pooping. Just like, did he just say funky butt loving? I laugh and laugh.
We
and
left
laugh.
Fucking. Rocky Balboa on the board.
Yeah, we did leave Rocky on the board.
We left fucking Ivan Drago on the board, dude.
If he dies, he dies. And that's what Pusha T says on the table. Yeah.
Like Doughboy to Trey, if he rides, he rides. We also want to hear all of your picks as well. Please hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com.
Yuck.
Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit.
Shout out
to everyone holding us down on the AFE Patreon.
Seriously.
We fucking love you. Shout out to super producer Marissa back in L.A. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel.
Shout out, St. Sue.
Shout out to St. Kelly. Fucking shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to fucking.
Shout out to Atmosphere, bro.
Oh, shout out to Atmosphere, bro.
All day,
shout
all
out to
night.
Slug, dog. Shout out to Slug's brother, fucking Jordan.
Jordan?
Shout out
yeah.
to fucking.
Their
Air.
Names are Sean and Jordan.
Yeah.
Shout out to Air Maxes and Joggers, bro. Shout out to Faded back in LA Friday night.
No Emmys for Ian.com. You can get your tickets to Faded.
No
there.
Emmys for Ian. Get your tickets for Faded.
Shout out to the Television Academy for recognizing my brilliance. What else is going on?
And for coming to their senses and never giving you a trophy.
Shout out to everyone in this room for coming to the show.
You guys,
for real.
Seriously, we're so glad we were able to make it. It's like, this shit is awesome.
And,
Don't play me out like that.
And, more. More.
Just
more,
give it to more, him. Just fucking give it to him.
More important than all of that. Tune in again next week. Tune in again next week. For another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shit's like it is!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.